This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Houston Texans are on the clock.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
There you go. Jackson Dart goes to the Giants as the Giants come up to trade with the Texans and to give Nick more picks. Nick, who went from 9 picks in the draft yesterday, now he's got himself 10 picks in the draft today, and multiple. They've got ammo. There should be no team more busy than the Texans with 5 picks today, 2 in the second round, 3 in the third round. And listen, we're here live at Blue Water Seafood, and we are at the location right off Highway 290. There are multiple locations. Hell, you could be like Clint and enjoy yourself at the Champions location, or you can go out to Cypress, or you can go also to Spring as well. But if you want to come hang out with us and you want to have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, which we will do once an hour, so 4 opportunities, you might want to come to this location. Put your name in our raffle box, and you can have a chance to be a winner. Listen, this is our crawfish circuit, and they are doing it big over here. Clint just ordered 3 pounds, so we'll see what he does there. Multiple flavors, from original to spicy garlic to spicy, just spicy. They got a lot of different flavors for you to enjoy, and you buy 4, get 1 free today. That's also a special they have every Tuesday as well.
I think one thing to note there, I know if for all of my big time crawfish eaters out there, like a lot of places you go and they're either dry or wet, one of the two. Like they offer both here, right? All the flavors are, yep, are the wet, and then you can also get them with, for lack of better terms, like the dry rub type on it. So you got both here. I went with the original, the dryer, and I'll try some of the flavored later on. But I'm going to start with the OG. So you got options here, baby. You got options here.
Yeah, you do. And so get on out here and enjoy yourself. All right, as I look here on the text line, seeing some people roll through and saying, Ron, some people didn't like my take on the offensive line. Said they got enough picks to draft a whole new offensive line. Someone said, "Show, we were at 25. You do realize how much we would have to give up to get that high." Listen, this is my thing. As I said, I didn't just say for the draft today. When the season ended, we knew the number one thing they had to fix. Hell, we didn't just know it. They said it. Our offensive line has to get better. We got to protect. And what they did to me, now maybe you disagree. Maybe you like the offensive line. Maybe you like, as ESPN has the depth chart of Cam Robinson at left tackle, Lincoln Tomlinson at guard, Jarrett Patterson at center, right guard, Juice Scruggs, and Titus Howard. Or bounce in a rookie that might join them in the second round right now. Maybe that is comfortable for you for C.J. Stroud. Me, I expected them to do more than this. And I expected them to put together an offensive line before they arrived to the draft that they didn't have to get screwed by, oh, damn, Booker went early. Oh, damn, there's Banks. Oh, I would have thought they would have put themselves in a position. See, I know you guys don't like to hear this, but Clint, the Chicago Bears didn't put themselves in a position where, hey, man, whew, we'd be sweating it out if our guy doesn't get here.
Hold on,
no, because they said, no, we're going to go ahead and take care of it. And that's my thing is, yes, Nick had, you know, it would take a lot to go up and get there, but he had the offseason and he had the draft. Now, obviously, to me, they clearly think that they're fine there. They're good enough there, and maybe they didn't need a first-round pick that bad to go and put up. But I just, to me, that wasn't adequate enough for the problems they had on the offensive line last year to get themselves to the draft to where they're screwed because the Cowboys pick early,
yeah,
or something like that. I just, that's my thing. It's not just about the draft yesterday. It's about the entire offseason, how they have handled the offensive line.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's fair. That's a very fair argument. I'm as concerned as you are about the offensive line. I agree. I'm probably more concerned, to be completely honest with you, with not knowing what the hell you're going to do with Titus Howard and kind of what that looks like. And hearing people that seem to be somewhat in the know talk about Titus Howard, it scares me even more. But this is a big day. You're not going to get Booker, obviously. You're not going to get that caliber player, obviously. But you can upgrade.
You're surprised he went that early?
I am surprised he went that early. I thought late teens and the Texans would have a chance to jump 5-6 spots and get to him. I thought late teens, and in no way, shape, or form did I see the Cowboys taking Booker there. But you know, a lot of people had them taking the receiver out of Arizona. But they went and got Booker. They've been really good on the offensive line. They've been really good at drafting offensive linemen. So no surprise, he's a hell of a player. And he's mature. He's a plug and play offensive lineman. You know, hearing Saban and the panel talk last night, he's probably the more out of all of the linemen across the board in the draft. Their comments, I believe, were this is the one guy that's ready to play immediately. There's other guys with maybe higher ceilings or better feet or whatever. But when it comes to plug and play and be ready, like right now, first year out of the gate, Booker was that guy. It's hard for that guy to fall all the way to 25. So you're right, though. I mean, look, the Texans are going to have to do something with that offensive line. There's no way in hell that they're going to be able to sell that they did right by C.J. Stroud, which is all that matters, by the way. Keeping us happy is irrelevant.
Yeah.
There's no way that they're going to be able to say they did right by C.J. Stroud.
And Nick Caley.
And Nick Caley, yeah, the whole crew. And if this is what they're going to do with the offensive line. Now, you can improve your offensive line tonight. You can improve your speed tonight. And you can do it in as big a way as the draft allows and as the compensation, which you have more than anybody else, as the compensation allows you to move. And they're in a really good place to move and be really aggressive in this second round. And there's a lot of players out there, man.
Yeah, and I do want to get to that. I do want to get to those other players that could be available coming up, because that is a big key. Is they have a lot of, as you said, they could use things to get a higher that second. I don't think they're going to move. They don't need to move up one spot in the second round today, but maybe their other second round pick they can move up.
They got two other ones in that lower half of the draft, the second round. They could move up with both of them, given all the draft capital that they have.
And so they may be able to do that to get something more. I thought they had put themselves in a position where, all right, man, we got to be ultra aggressive to go get, you know, somebody. And when the Zabel kid rolled off, I was like, oh, okay, they're not. That's not where they're going either. Over there at 18, they didn't want to try to get in front of that point. So let's do that. Let's as we continue here coming up, let's look at some of these guys that Clint's excited about. Clint is excited potentially of what is available with the amount of picks. The Texans have 5 picks in the second and third round. What's available there to really add to this team? We'll do that coming up next.